Bibles this morning. Again, we'd like to call your attention to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, I'll read out of the second chapter, verses 1 through 3. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and gall and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have taste that the Lord is gracious. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have taste that the Lord is gracious. Supporting scripture this morning, the 34th Psalms, verse 8. A very familiar passage. The Bible says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Also supporting scripture from 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to speak from a thought or theme. It's time to get off the bottle. It's time to get off the bottle. And the Lord will bless our every need. Do, Lord, remember me. And sometimes with some folk that might seem a little selfish. But if you don't think well of yourself, you already started for destruction. Because you got to think something of yourself. You can't base your livelihood or your frame of mind on what other people think of you. You cannot base your self-worth on what somebody has said about you. You got to know who you are. You got to know whom you belong to. How many of you know this morning that it was the Lord that made you from the dust of the ground? It was the Lord that breathed his breath into your nostrils and you became a living soul. It was the Lord that touched your body this morning and got you up out of that bed one more time. Not by any of your merits that we have anything to boast about, because we don't have anything to boast about this morning. Everything that we have comes from the Lord. And I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to God because I find that we like to point the finger and point blame in other places when we are not where we need to be. And what we got to understand is that sometimes you just got to face the music. Sometimes you just got to know that you are a child of God and you're traveling through a borrowed land. You're just a pilgrim. You're not here to stay. We got to understand that there is another place. And because there's another place, I'm grateful to the Lord our God for being the God that he is. For because of God, he has allowed us another opportunity to come together to worship him and to lift up his holy name. And I'm thankful to God because he is so good. We use the term so lightly, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. But what do we, the people of God, why is it that we can't be good some of the time? I know we're not going to be good all the time, but can we not be good sometimes? Sometimes we ought to have a mind to do the right thing. Sometimes we ought to be able to sort of look past what somebody said. Everything ought not to get you down. There are some things that may get your attention, but it shouldn't necessarily get you down. We have to accept the fact that there are some things that we're going to have to go through. We're going to have to feel some hurt. We're going to feel some pain. There are going to be some days of uneasiness, and there are going to be some nights when you're pondering for sleep. You can't sleep. You're trying to sleep. You're trying to pray. You're trying to get your mind straight. And there comes a time that when you have those restless nights seem to make your body tired. Those restless nights make you get up in the morning, and every now and then you might be one of those because you didn't get enough sleep. You have a headache when you wake up in the morning. Anybody in here like that? You might be one of those that when you toss and turn all night long, it just don't seem like peace will come. But you got to understand that David says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So what we got to do is learn how to go through the rough nights. And if we hold out till the morning, I found that if we can wait till morning, everything will sort of work itself out. We got to learn how to wait on God. We can't wait on God complaining and fussing and cussing and always murmuring. We got to learn how to wait on God. Why can we wait on God and say we love him and we believe that he'll make a way? But while we are waiting, we done lost our mind. We done got all out of shape. We done start acting otherwise than God would have us to act. We done got so we don't even want to speak to folk. We done got so we feel like that we are better than other folk. Anybody in here ever encountered a situation where you met somebody that's on the Lord's side, so to speak, and because they're on the Lord's side and they don't know whose side you on, they tend to look down on you? But I want to let you know this morning that you don't have to actually know whose side I'm on, but you ought to be able to see some sign down on the inside. And if it's on the inside, every now and then it ought to come on the outside. Who serves a God that you can't never feel? Who serves a God that nobody never see in your life? So there's some times when you got to know God for yourself. That there's some time when you can't go on what nobody else said that God will do. You got to be able to say, I know the Lord will make a way. Anybody know him as a way maker this morning? Anybody know that God is the one that can do anything but fail? As we consider our theme this morning, it's time to get off the bottle. Hallelujah. It immediately makes one think about that person that drinks too much. You know how it is. We got some folk that just stay on the bottle. We got some folk that just got the habit. They got the habit. And we find ourselves talking about those folk. But I want to let you know that there come a time that you can pray for them. You can fuss at them. You can tell them that this is going to happen or that is going to happen. But most of the time, 9 times out of 10, they're going to go right back and get on a binge again. And I want to let you know that there come the time that you got to make up in your own mind that it's time to get off the bottle. But guess what? Guess what? I'm not talking about the drinking man today. Hallelujah, Jesus. I remember growing up in the church house, and it seemed like when I was a little boy, it seemed like the only thing you were going to go to hell for was drinking, looking, running around. They forgot all about that judgmental spirit. They forgot all about lying on one another. Forgot all about your lying tongue. Forgot all about how we gossip about one another. Gossiping is a sin. Hallelujah. You didn't know that when you talk about folk, you sinning? I don't care if you do think you know what you're talking about. Everything is not to be repeated. There are some things that you might know that you need to pray about instead of talk about. Anybody got any folk in their life or in their family that talk too much? Anybody let your family secrets out of the closet because you talk too much? Anybody ever found that folk in the church, when they get mad about something, they talk too much? Anybody got any neighbors that talk too much? Anybody work on a job that their co-worker talk too much? Hallelujah. Anybody hearing me in here this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel my help now, so I don't need you now. There comes a time you got to stop fooling yourself. There are too many of us, we are fooling ourselves, and we are always judging everybody else. Everybody got a problem but me.
You ever seen folk that always got the fingers pointed at other folk, other folk, other folk? But 9 times out of 10, if you would just get a mirror. And you look in that mirror, you will see some good, you will see some bad. You look in that mirror, you see somebody did some right, you see somebody that done some wrong. You look in that mirror and you see somebody that got God, and you see somebody that need God. Just because you got them don't mean that you've already arrived. Then there are those of us that like to jump up and testify about, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost, fire baptized, and I'm going on this heaven anyhow. Hold up. You ain't going on to heaven anyhow when you done lied on your brother. You're not going on to heaven anyhow when you can't treat your neighbor like somebody. You're not going on to heaven anyhow when everybody got fault but you. The Bible that I read says all unrighteousness is sin. We are people that are acquainted with sin, for we were born in sin. Since birth, Paul tells us that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But instead of shunning and looking down on one another, we should be following the command of Christ and loving one another. I'm sure we've heard the term when we need to grow in grace. But we got to understand that this means that a new convert, that there are some things that you just don't know quite yet. You ever seen folk that just got Jesus and they trying to save the world? They know more about Jesus than anybody now. They got a good feeling down on the inside, and they done read a couple of scriptures, and they done remembered those scriptures, and now they can tell you where to get off at. You know any of those folk that just got on the bandwagon and already want to drive the wagon? Let me tell you something. You can't be the leader and drive and do everything. You got to wait your time. That there's some folk don't have patience enough to wait in line and wait for their time. That there's going to be a time when you're going to be the one in God's favor. So don't get mad at that other brother, that other sister, because they seemingly in God's favor. It seems like the light is shining on them. Let me tell you something about the light. Hallelujah. When you are in the light of God, that's when folk really decide that they're going to persecute you and pull you apart. When you are in the light of God, that's when you got to dot your I and cross your T. There are those of us that say we want a whole lot in life. Lord, increase my territory. But let us remember the Bible says where much is given, much is going to be required. So you're going to have a responsibility to do what God tells you to do. We're studying lessons this week about this month about maturing the body of Christ. The body of Christ, the body of Christ, we are losing a lot in our body. The Bible says that we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, what we got to understand is that when God begins to build up his body, he needs every one of us. And we have to understand that you are important to the body of Christ. Don't get it in your mind because you are not working or serving in a leadership position that you are not important. You are more important or as important as anybody in here. Anybody. I know I'm going to hear that again. I heard that one myself. But nonetheless. God is still a mighty good God. And when God looks at his body, he's going to start with the head and go all the way down to the feet. And when God looks at the body that he has created, God wants to see some good things happen. I know that there are a lot of new converts, but I never seen so many old babies in Christ. There comes the time you got to grow. If you stay in one position all your life, Lord, how miserable you would be. We got to understand that we find it so easy when we point the finger at others' misfortunes, but there comes a time when a man got to face the music and stand his own ground. There comes a time that that man got to grow up and act like a Christian man. Paul tells us that when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Glory. Hallelujah. If God, or when God, but not necessarily if God, but when God looks at us, and we read out of the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. When we say, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So that should let us know that at some point we got to put away our petty childish indifferences so that the church can move on. That there are a lot of things that we do, but if it's not based on love, the Bible said that it profiteth us nothing. The Bible reads this morning, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Look what love does. Love suffereth long. Love is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. Love does not get itself puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, and is not easily provoked. Love thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love will never fail. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Even those folk that talk too much, you're going to shut up one day. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, and when I became a man, I put away childish things. That there comes a time that we got to put away childish things. We got to get off the bottle. It's time for us to know that there comes a time we got to love one another. And we got to love one another with an unconditional love. We got to love one another and have that love to where even though we are different, we can still love one another. That love has to go far enough to learn how to be diverse enough to accept the differences between us. I heard a message the other night that talked about overcoming the spirit of indifference. That spirit of indifference keeps a lot of us from getting where we need to be. That spirit of indifference will make a lot of us turn our back on God. But if we will learn that there are differences in us, we got to understand that we were made from the same dust of the ground, but God is a mighty good God. And God understands and sees everything that we stand in need of. But there comes a time that we got to learn how to ask God to thicken up my skin. Let us not be so thin-skinned that everything that comes along, that it'll get us all messed up. Let us not get to a place where everything bothers us to a point where we don't have any joy. There's some folk that don't know what it is to have joy. There's some folk that don't know how to have a good time. There's some folk that the only time they're happy is when a whole bunch of mess is going on. You know any folk that's just full of drama? Folk that just always got something going on? And the Bible said, Peter said that we we are a peculiar people, but he didn't mean in a strange way. What we got to understand, he was talking about that we are people that are greatly prized, a people to be saved, a people for possession, a people that if we believe in the power of God, that God will make a way out of no way. And I come to tell you this morning that if you're going to trust God, you got to trust him with everything that you got. You got to know God for yourself. You can't go on what nobody else said. I come to tell you that it's time for you to grow in the power of God. The only way you're going to grow, you got to stand to show yourself approved. You got to know that the Lord is on your side. You got to know that God will make a way out of no way. And I come to tell you this morning that it's time for the people of God to get off the bottle. It's time for us walking around with milk on our mouth. We got to understand that there come a time that we got to get off the milk. I know that you love to have everything that you want, but there come a time that you got to stop the foolishness. You got to get your mind made up that you're going to live for the Lord our God. And when you get rid of that body, you got to put down some foolish things. The Bible says, lay aside all malice, all that hate that you got in your heart. You got to stop hating one another and trying to put harm against somebody else. There's some folk in the body of Christ that are always trying to pull other people apart. There's some folk that got gold. There's some folk that got hypocrisy. There's some folk that got hate in their life. But I come to tell you, don't be envious of what somebody else got. Don't be evil and talking anything out of your mouth. You better learn how to open up your mouth and talk for the Lord our God. For the Bible says a new babe in Christ that you're going to desire sincere milk of the word. When you get milk of the word, it will help you grow in grace. But I stop by to tell somebody that every now and then you need to get off that milk bottle. There come a time that you ought to get off the milk. Every now and then when you burp a baby, he got to burp up some of that. I believe some of our God-fearing people are full of gas this morning. They need God to come by and burp them. They need to burp up some of that old mess that's in them. They need to burp out some of that nasty talk that they got in their mouth. I believe that there's somebody in the house this morning that realized that when you were nothing but a baby, that the Lord God was on your side. I'm glad that God loved little baby, for God said, suffer little children to come up under me. I say that when you grow in the power of God, if so be that you have tasted the Lord, you will see that the Lord is gracious. If you ever had a taste of the word, you're going to always want a little bit more of God's word. It's just like a little bit of baby. When you drink a bottle of milk and you just still don't feel full. Every now and then that mama got to go in and get some cereal and put some cereal in that milk. Because they got to make it a little bit heavy to make that child grow and get enough strength. So I stop by to tell somebody that it's time for you to get off the bottle. It's time for me to stop burping you. It's time for you to get ready for some real meat. The real meat is the wages of sin and death. The gift of God is eternal life. You might not have good teeth anymore, but I tell you, God has a way to take that meat and make it tender so it'll be able to go down into your system. I want to tell somebody this morning that they rejected our Father Jesus the Christ, but he was the head corner in the stone. When they put Jesus in the cornerstone and the Bible began to build up on that rock, on this building, on this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We are living stones. And every stone can't be used by God. But I stop by to tell somebody that David said on one occasion, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Anybody ever taste the Lord? Anybody got a taste of God? If you get a taste down on the inside, you'll always go back for a little bit more. For God is gracious. Our God is good this morning. The Lord will make a way out of no way. It's time this morning to put down that bottle. That milk done got spoiled in that bottle because you've been waiting too long. That's just like taking the word of God. Saying, I'm going to read something in the morning. But morning come and you don't read the Bible. Afternoon come, you hadn't read the Bible. Evening come and you hadn't read the Bible. Where you going to die from non-nutrition? You better learn how to nutritionize yourself. You better get some word in your life. For when I eat of the word of God, when I hide the word in my heart, I know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. When I got God in my heart, I know that I'm going to be all right. I'm glad this morning that I can have milk and meat. I'm glad this morning I learned how to wait on God. When I'm waiting on God, God makes a way out of no way. And every now and then, I get all frustrated. I want to throw my hands up in despair. I want to sit down somewhere and say, I'm not going to go. But God began to talk to me. And God said, I want to tell you something. This joy that you have, you got to preach while you can. Preach in season and out of season, when they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. I stop by to tell somebody that you better get off that milk bottle. It's time for you to get on some solid food. You've been drinking milk too long, and it's time to get off the bottle. Put that bottle down. Close that tap and throw it away. You know how it is when you try to wing a child. You take that bottle and hide it from them. But somewhere in the midnight hour, that child begin to look for that bottle. Say, well, I want my bottle. And I'm not going to shut my mouth till I get what I want. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But how many of you know that God has a way that's mighty sweet? He'll come down and touch the mind of your child. He'll come down and touch the mouth of your child. And the child won't want the bottle anymore. How many of you know that every now and then, Kathy, you got to bite the nipple off. And when they bite the nipple off, you know it's time to throw the bottle away. Because if you're using those teeth to bite off the nipple, you don't need no milk anymore. You got good teeth in your mouth. So it's time to eat of the word of God. Anybody want to eat some word this morning? Anybody want some word this morning? I got a meal for you this morning. All you got to do is sit down at the table. And I want to spread the table. Jesus is the bread of life. If you eat of that bread, you won't have to be hungry. If you're thirsty this morning, they said that he's a rock. And when you hit that rock, out of that rock come living water. And when you drink of the living water, you can put the bottle down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know it to be fact, but I don't think they would have told me a lot. When I was a baby, I didn't particularly like milk. I was a water baby. That's why I had that fat stomach. But you know what? I'm thankful that the love of a good mother, hallelujah, Jesus, eating water made everything all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. We go back, Cat, before they had all these fancy formulas. You old school mothers in here, get that too sweet carnation milk. Add some water in it. But them babies came on along. But tell me something. In the world are they getting our babies now? You think, be realistic. So many people are sick. And they didn't live real bad lives. It's this junk we eat. It's this junk we're taking in vitamins and all this other mess. Little girls don't look like little girls. They look like women now. It's this junk that we're feeding them. And the health department tells us that this is the right way. Then they come back a few years later and say, the people of the world are obese. Why? Because you're giving us all of these steroids. You're giving us all of these chemicals in the food. As good as I love chicken, I hate to see a big old fat chicken leg. I want a skinny chicken leg so it'll still taste like a chicken. comical but true. This is what's happening to us. Cancer in people that some never did smoke. When we were coming along, we had the mindset that if you smoke, you're going to get cancer. Well, it's time to get off the bottle. Stop believing all that mess. Now, there are a lot of things that we can't do anything about. We done built on all of the farmland, so you ain't got nowhere to build to grow your own. My uncle used to have hogs. We ain't got no hog pens no more. So you don't know what's going in that meat. But it's time for us, the people of God, that makes up the body of Christ. On a serious note, please, let us get off the bottle. You see, these open spaces, some is because of youth church. Some is because we have folk that are on the bottle that feel like they already full and they don't need any more. But you know what? God told me just keep on coming. Keep on feeding. How many of you know you can't make a baby eat? You want to see somebody strong and tough to be a little? You take a little baby and try to get him or her to do something that they don't want to do. And if a baby got that much spunk, what you think I'm going to try to do with y'all? That's why pastors are having heart attacks, strokes, and dying, because they're letting the people worm to death.